It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones. Today on Celebrating Life's Journey, we're talking with Joel Lacan and Caleb Lacan, along with Diana Madsen, about changes in services that they offer that are changing with the times. And Joel, adding Caleb to the team has really helped bring some of those new services.
Caleb's been really good. He embraces a lot of new ideas that maybe the old guy doesn't always. And so it's been great for our business to move it forward and keep moving it forward in a progressive business that maybe we didn't have as much of as before, just because his mind is more open and to a lot of the new ideas.
So Caleb, can we talk about some of the new services that you offer at Lacan's?
Parting stones, a lot of jewelry. Keepsake jewelry, cremated rain jewelry, fingerprint jewelry. Really anything you can think of, we do, I feel. We haven't done this yet, but we have pamphlets about making diamonds out of cremated remains. Gosh, what else? There's a couple other things.
So let's talk a little bit more about this. What are parting stones?
So with parting stones, it's a process of solidifying cremated remains into basically a fine, smooth stone or collection of stones, I should say, because those cremated remains can generate probably 40 to 80 small stones that you could hold in your hand. And you can keep a collection then of your loved one's cremated remains in the form of a stone that people say that you can carry with you at all times, or perhaps you have a special place that you and your loved one visited frequently, you could leave a piece of that behind in the form of this stone. And people are just using it as another form to display as
a loved one close to them. We've seen that where they put them in their pockets and they have their loved one with them all day, you know, and that can be a comfort to a lot of people. And so it has been a great new offering that we've had.
And is that new in the last few years then?
It is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
They were on Shark Tank.
Yeah. And then we have a huge assortment of jewelry that's available for people to choose from, whether they want jewelry that will hold a small portion of the cremated remains that, again, they can wear in the form of bracelets, necklaces. We also have fingerprint jewelry that can be imprinted with the fingerprint of their loved one. And a lot of times it may be a ring where the fingerprints are wrapped around, or dog tags or another type of jewelry piece that would have the actual imprint of their loved one on it. So those are some really nice keepsakes, and always in, you know, fine metals. I think some of it may be sterling silver, but the majority of it is gold, yellow and white gold materials that are used for the keepsake jewelry.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.